KAXE News, I'm Aaron Bowman with the Up North Report. The Boundary Waters will partially reopen for overnight use Thursday. The Superior National Forest announced the move Monday. 41 entry points in the central and eastern wilderness will reopen, and permittees for those entry points can plan to enter as normal. Permits for the still-closed entry points have been canceled through Monday. Officials closed the entire Boundary Waters earlier this month, for only the third time ever, to protect public safety as lightning-caused fires exploded amid unprecedented dry conditions. If wildfire activity increases, reopening plans may change. A fire prevention plan for the Superior National Forest was delayed last year by the Trump administration's DOGE. Part of the same area off the Echo Trail burned in the Sioux Fire. The delay was originally reported by the Washington Post. $10 million would have been used to chop up dead or down spruce and fir trees that fuel wildfires. According to retired District Ranger Aaron Kania, that work would have strengthened the Echo Trail's use as a firebreak. Kania is a Democrat running against Republican incumbent Roger Scraba for House District 3A. He told the Minnesota Star Tribune that DOGE reviewed the program, leading to a back and forth with federal officials over how much the project would benefit the timber industry. The project was ultimately given the green light, but has yet to start. Scraba says he is skeptical of Kania's assessment and is waiting to hear the administration's side, but quote, "I'm still saying the Forest Service dropped the ball." A federal judge stopped a new Minnesota law outlawing prediction markets like Kalshi and Poly Market from going into effect. The law is the first of its kind in the nation. The Minnesota Reformer reports the two companies and the Trump administration sued Minnesota to invalidate the law. Federal Judge Catherine Menendez granted a preliminary injunction, which stops the law from taking effect during the ongoing litigation. Menendez ruled that the federal law gives the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, quote, exclusive jurisdiction to regulate transactions. The Reformer says prediction markets allow people to bet on a variety of things, like whether Governor Tim Walz will finish his term or whether Costco will increase hot dog prices. News stories about suspected insider trading on these platforms, when people use inside information not available to the general public, are a near daily occurrence. The city of Grand Rapids is moving forward with plans to open a municipal cannabis dispensary by July 2027. Emma Crabb has the update.
At a meeting Monday evening, Grand Rapids City Council members heard updates from City Administrator Tom Pagel about the ongoing project. According to Pagel, the city's next task is to hire a general manager before the City Council approves construction plans next month. Construction on the building will start in mid-October. Pagel says the dispensary could generate around $2,000 per day in profit once completed, at a time when the city has faced hard budget years.
And maybe it's helping supplement the library. Maybe it's, you know, TBD, to be determined. What's nice is 100% of the profits stay in the community.
When the dispensary opens next July, Grand Rapids will join the city of Anoka as the only two municipal dispensaries in the country. Emma Crabb, KAXE News.
If you were thinking of running for public office and you haven't yet filed, your time is up. Chelsea Perkins fills us in on what we can expect on our ballots this fall.
The filing period closed Tuesday for those seeking elected positions in most cities, school districts, and townships in the state. In northern Minnesota, at least 17 mayoral races are contested, including in Bovee, Emily, Park Rapids, and Nisswa. Contested council races are set in at least 30 cities. These include Pillager, Hackensack, Ely, and Cross Lake. At least 14 school boards attracted enough candidates to be contested, including in Manoman, Hill City, and Hibbing. Township races are usually less likely to be contested, but at least a dozen are this year in our region. All these candidates will be on ballots in November. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Aaron Bowman, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.